I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
And
what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, November 17th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I think I'm going to do something different. We're going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to announce every day until New Year's this year. Every day of this broadcast anyway. So 5 weekdays during the weekdays, 5 days a week. How many days? We'll do the countdown. So 7 days until Thanksgiving, 38 days until Christmas, 45 days until New Year's as of today. And I think a lot of people are sort of caught up in the wind tunnel, the cyclone of media frenzy and all kinds of things. You know, there's plenty of that going around. There's the Ukraine stuff. There is, Donald Trump's announcement, shocker, he will run in 2024, and, you know, plenty of controversy to go around there. There is the whole FTX stuff, plenty to talk about there, but, you know, I think it's interesting how this seems to be now all of a sudden a time where, I mean, we just had the midterm elections. Well, I guess we haven't, it's not finished yet. So, you know, there's all of that. Plenty to be caught up in instead of focusing on what matters, which is one another and people we know and people that are brought into our lives and things, particularly this time of year. So, I'm going to do that. Not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to make an effort to announce a movie a day just for fun. I'm going to announce a movie a day. And so we will do that. That's kind of a tall order. I will start doing that today. I will start with the movie announcement today. Before we continue on, speaking of announcements, there is a book drive. Perhaps you've heard the John Stadmiller book drive, which began November 7th. And we'll continue on until January 8th, which is 1 week after January 1st, New Year's Day. And your support is greatly appreciated. Not just because you can win fabulous cash and prizes, but, you know, thank you for supporting the network. So officially, donations of $100 or more taken from November 1st to January 8th provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned, a physical copy of a book previously owned by John Stadmiller himself. And again, point of clarification, if you donated $100 or more between November 1st and 7th, before this announcement was made, you are still eligible to qualify. And just call in 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, 800-724-2719, extension 3. And request to be included. The available books of the week will be posted in the RBN news feed every Monday and announced by various hosts, including yours truly. And every Sunday night, the winner will be announced. Drawing will be held, winner announced by Steve Elkins in the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. And this week's book is Seeds of Fire, China and the Story Behind the Attack on America by Gordon Thomas, published in 2001. And I would just say, I think it's interesting, you know, when we go back and read these books, it's really interesting how, in many cases, you know, everything old is new again. And many of these books that will be a part of this book drive, or that are a part of this book drive, I suppose, you know, the titles that you see upcoming, it's interesting how timeless they are. You go back and read a lot of these books, and there are nuggets that just don't go away. And, you know, for that matter, you almost kind of think maybe there are things in their concepts that we should be teaching young people. What happens is someone spends, you know, a good portion of their life devoted to trying to unravel the scheme that's been perpetrated. And, you know, it, in some cases, as in this case, turns into a book. And so, gosh, you know, if there are all of these wonderful books that have all of this important information, I wonder why we aren't teaching that to young people. What a funny how that works, huh? So I suppose to kick things off, I will mention the movie, and we'll start on that note. We'll start on a high note, I would say. Movies that you can you know, watch and share with others over the holidays. There are the staples. I'm going to wait to mention those. There are some on my list that are probably not on your list. And so that'll be fun as we get closer to Christmas. I'll try to do a couple of things around Thanksgiving that are fun. I had a list, I got to say. You know, I went to some trouble and put something together in Excel, an Excel spreadsheet. And the power went out in the middle of making it late yesterday. And so basically I lost most of what I had made. But I, you know, I can redo it. So I will redo it. And that should be fun. That's why you got to hit save, I guess. Or I don't know. Autosave. I'm not a fan of assumptive tyranny. Oh, well. I suffer the consequences. So the movie, today's movie that I'm going to mention is The Least of These, A Christmas Story, which is a heartwarming, family-friendly tale. And there are a number of ways to watch it for free. Obviously, you can buy a copy. You can watch it on many of the streaming services. And the young girl, Emma Faith, is pretty endearing and adorable. It's, you know, it's a cheesy story because it's not a Hollywood production, I would say. I don't know for sure, but I think it was actually kind of a local deal. You know, you have people like G. Michael Nicolosi involved in the craft. He plays Charlie, aka Santa, and so you have folks like him in the business, so to speak, and he and Mark Nicolosi are the producers, and G. Michael Nicolosi stars in it, but it seems like a local production, like it's a Fayetteville kind of thing. And so anyway, The Least of These, A Christmas Story, subtitle, Embrace the Power of Forgiveness. It's pretty cute. And I would just warn you that the official description reads, a charming Christmas tale of hope, forgiveness, and faith that centers around a single mom, her 7-year-old daughter, and a Salvation Army Santa Claus. So, you should probably have plenty of tissue on hand if you watch it. So into diving into the more controversial stuff a little bit. Saint Nick, bad, yes, an image of Nimrod, but the little ones don't know. You know, the devil's attempt to elevate Nimrod as symbolic of himself, actually, too, and above the status of God, but the little ones don't know that. So I think, you know, again, you start to kind of tread in Romans 14 territory, in my humble estimation. You know, everything can be an idol, but everything is just stuff. So, discuss. I'm kind of excited about the countdown. That should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. And from there, to the dishonesty, shall we? The ads. I see these ads now. All Lives Matter. Says who? What? Or All Lives Can't Matter is what the ad says, the BLM ads. All Lives Can't Matter says who? Say I. Until Black Lives Matter. But love has no labels in the same ad. So All Lives Can't Matter until Black Lives Matter, but love has no labels. That is a classic Bates and Double Bind. That is a classic, you know, Heller Catch 22. So all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter and love has no label. So this is a label, but love has no label. So are you saying that this is not loving, what you're talking about? Or is there, you know, something more going on? You know, is it the little black Azov men we're talking about? Are those the black lives? You know, the Azov lives? The Revolutionary Black Guard, or is it Black Rock or Black Stone, or is it those? Which can we define terms here? Because this seems vague, intentionally so, and dishonest as a result, I think. The FTX stuff people are talking about. There are some interesting write-ups that you can find around. Ryan Christian did some interesting stuff. There's a post over 21st Century Wire. Report tens of billions transferred to Ukraine. FTX cryptocurrency funds laundered back to Democrat midterm elections, featuring a Kim.com tweet. It's interesting how people are taking screenshots of that stuff now, since, you know, I mean, Elon Musk is in charge, and he's the great liberator of society, except not. Jimmy Dore did a great... I mentioned that recently, that Elon Musk is just, you know, Tony Stark incarnate, basically, and not the actual liberator that folks presume him to be. And it's interesting, again, you know, speaking of things like hero worship, is it that you got to think in terms of the devil trying to get you to think a thing and make it your idea? So is it that Elon Musk put the idea in people's minds that he's the great liberator, or is it that people took something that was duplicitous or had an ambiguity to it and then ran with it? Because that happens a lot. So that's interesting. Speaking of the dishonesty, what was the other thing as far as the the FTX stuff? The question was asked, you know, people have asked, you know, how much of what was stolen was laundered through Ukraine, which makes me think many things. Let's see, there was the two posts, speaking of this kind of stuff, that Ryan Christian made, I would say, that sort of dovetail with this. There's November 13 and November 14. The Pirate Stream, Dialectical Dissidence is interesting, that discussion. And also his daily wrap-up on November 14, Ukraine, CIA ties to Unite the Right rally, MSM Truth, Truth Light, RSV Sidestep, and CBDC, Digital ID Lockstep. So there's quite a bit of information in there if you're interested in that kind of that subject matter. And, you know, folks like Ryan Christian have done a good job of saying one of these, he has the image of, so one of these, I think it's one of these, the image of the offenders. Let's see if I can find that real quick. Comparing the similarities in color revolutionary fashion. Oh, there it is. Azov Movement Today and Rise Above Movement 2017, and he makes the joke, you know, the Azov, obviously they, you know, this is more theatrically true to cinematic effect versus the Rise Above, you know, with their tiki torches. He jokes all they had was Walmart available to them, so, and, you know, there's some interesting symbolism baked in there as well. But isn't it interesting how when you look at just looking at the photo that he compares, where it's the two photos clipped together, it's fascinating how people don't ask questions. You know, this reminds one of people who ask, you know, for example, one small step for mankind, or one small step for, you know, man, one giant leap for mankind, or whatever. Is anyone asking who, you know, if this was the first step on the moon, who was the person who took the first step to put the camera out there and get, you know? And so you see the same kind of stuff going on with these things, where who was the Bernaysian contingent that tipped off whomever to have, you know, a perfect photo op, perfectly staged photo op? How does that always seem to happen? It's remarkable. The press or somebody, you know, so-called alt press or whatever is always there just at the right moment. I mean, this is – it's ridiculous. We're being gamed, and this stuff is planned long in advance and played off theatrically as if it's happening in real time. So there are a collection of those kinds of things floating around, plenty of that kind of nonsense. Cassidy Hutchinson, speaking of dishonesty, first on CNN, former White House aide Hutchinson will testify. Hutchinson could offer Georgia prosecutors insights about what she witnessed in the West Wing, as well as specific steps her former boss took related to Georgia. As we all know, in her previous testimony, Ms. Hutchinson made it abundantly clear to the world she witnessed something to the effect of nothing. So we should get more of that kind of dishonesty. Speaking of this kind of, you know, these current events, the FTX stuff, the Ukraine stuff, there was the, you know, Joe Biden's remarks. Remember the CFR remarks, foreign affairs issue launch with former Vice President Joe Biden back in 2018 at CFR with Richard N. Haass and Michael Carpenter. And the soundbite, there's an extended soundbite. That we seem to have lost sight of. Oh, we're in a break. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. All right. Okay. So, okay, let's see if we can get this. To work here. Speaking of the FTX stuff, if you're interested, and much, much more, the Trump announcement, and much more, Megyn Kelly interviewed Alex Berenson yesterday, and that's an interesting listen. So the description officially reads, Megyn Kelly is joined by Michael Brennan Doherty, senior writer at National Review, Jason Miller, CEO of Getter, to talk about Trump's subdued announcement that he's running for president in 2024, the over-the-top media reaction, speaking of the dishonesty. Rupert Murdoch, it's all spin. It would be interesting to see what would happen if we could get people together in America and we could just be honest. Let's just sift out the hyperbole and the embellishment and get down to, I don't know, what's knowable, for example, and I think if we could just get down to that. But it's fun, you know. Everybody likes to. We're sort of at a point where we're conditioned to be whipped up into a frenzy, and it's kind of fun because we're all addicted to dopamine and stuff because of social media and different things. So we're encouraged to, you know, increasingly think and act like we exist in an increasingly infantilized world, none of which is good. It will end very badly, obviously. So continuing, Rupert Murdoch turning on Trump, the New York Post, and more. Trump versus DeSantis, battle looming ahead, supposedly Ukraine spin about a missile in Poland, and more. Alex Berenson, author of Unreported Truths, speaking of forced and enforced disappearance, joins to discuss what we know about COVID and masking. You know, we're gonna put masks on little kids to prevent racism. That's going to work. Vaccines and myocarditis with versus from COVID deaths. Berenson's lawsuit against Twitter that got him unbanned from the platform. And the forces he found that were trying to get him banned in the first place. How the White House pressured Twitter to take action against Berenson. The MBF, FTX implosion, and more. So there's that. Anyway, speaking of the dishonesty, well, we'll have to wait on this, but there is that clip, and it's an extended. I remember the sort of the extended version of Biden's remarks. Maybe we should read that. I mean, this speech, he said all kinds of crazy things about the corruption in Ukraine, and I mean, the thing that I really can't. That sticks in my mind. It's like indelibly etched into my mind is that admission of corruption and blackmail. I mean, Joe Biden basically admitted that he is, you know, government sanctioned or led organized crime back in 2018. And we're talking about Ukraine. And now he's in the White House again, and there's corruption in Ukraine. But I haven't heard anybody mention these remarks. This, you know, things like Mike Pompeo and the whole we lied, we cheated, we had entire training programs on. Those kinds of things ought to live forever in infamy, and Joe Biden's remarks back in 2018, I think, fit that bill. Is it just me? But, you know, when he says he's shaking people down to get to change government officials or, you know, get take the heat off, basically, it's mind-boggling. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast is Thursday, November 17th, 2022. So, speaking of dishonesty, the clip that we're going to play is, again, I mean, it's from 4 years ago. It's January of 2018. Why are the comments turned off on these kinds of things, do you suppose? And why has YouTube disabled the thumbs down button? Remember, I did a post on that a million years ago when the Biden regime came to power. I mean, when the Biden administration took office. And Where is that? I just took some, you know, I clipped some things from YouTube when the Biden administration was making announcements. And it was, you know, do you see what I see? Kind of, yeah, there it is, January 23rd, 2022. At the top of the, you know, the featured image was a screenshot, 120-21, January 20th, 2021, press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki, 7,100 thumbs up. So 429,000 views, 7,100 thumbs up, 34,000 thumbs down. And this was emblematic of, you know, I took screenshots of what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, the bars on 7 videos with the likes and dislikes. And there's a consistent theme. 4,300 likes, 24,000 dislikes. 7,100 likes, 34,000 dislikes. 4,600 likes, 13,000 dislikes. On and on the count goes. So I wonder, you know, maybe the plebs should get wise. Part of what I was trying to say yesterday is I think we have, if we would just, you know, it's interesting. I don't mean to jump around too much, but, you know, it's interesting when you look at the letter, Jesus' letter to the church at Laodicea. The lukewarm thing is a fascinating thing. Faith, it's all about faith. Faith is a big deal, biblically speaking. Bad guys are fully vested in their bad guy plan. I don't think that, you know, I think for folks like Jacinda Ardern and Gavin Newsom and Bill and Hillary Clinton and, you know, Eric Adams and the entire Cuomo family, which, you know, Gary Carr wrote about, Mario, for example, and you know, all of these types, there's no looking back. There are other folks, you know, like Justin Trudeau. He seems like a political hostage to me. Most of the time he's making hostage videos. Maybe not. I mean, he's at all of the things. So, you know, there are folks, you wonder, there are folks who seem like they know, but, you know, are they more a hostage? And then there are others. Jacinda Ardern seems like the, you know, one of the best examples. Do I mean two systems? Yes, I do. Or Bill Gates, who is not elected, not a doctor, not an epidemiologist. Again, speaking of the dishonesty, this is a guy that Wikipedia says is a dropout. He's listed as a dropout even on Wikipedia. So faith, Revelation chapter 3, the message to Laodicea, starting in verse 14, Jesus says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. And I don't think there's any denying or disputing that, you know, the folks tapped in the Biden administration are all, they're not lukewarm. These people are fully committed to the evil they perpetrate in the ostensible name of good. So it's interesting, you know, if the American people were that committed in faith to whatever, I wonder what wonderful things could happen. You know, restoring the Republic, problem is, back to Plato, you know, again, Ezra Pound's technique of infamy kind of things. thing. So, you know, the video title in this case from 4 years ago, Joe Biden on defending democracy, is dishonest because it's the same old democratic socialism of old, of Genesis 11, really, that they're talking about. What the unwashed masses think at best is that we're talking about people having a democratic voice. What's always been intended, and you can see this in things like The Work of the Hierarchy over at Lucius Trust. That's a short sort of distilled treatise on what democracy is supposed to mean. Everyone's supposed to be politically involved. And why? Because we got to, you know, move this thing along. The seven major fields of work: religious, educational, political, religious, educational, scientific, philosophical, psychological, economic, so that we can manipulate you, so that we can bend you to our will, so that we can move you in this direction, so that we can build the next Great Wall of China, so that we can build the next Tower to Heaven and get all these great things done. And, you know, the evidence is all over the place. This is one of the best short versions from the bad guy contingent themselves. Jaron Lanier masterfully points out, you know, that the rapture mindset and the singularity mindset are two sides of the same coin. The so-called religious, so-called Christian, but not really side, and the Kurzweil singular and the technocratic cybernetic side. And so on the one hand, you have people saying, yeah, it's getting bad, praise Jesus, ain't it great? And on the other side, you see exactly what's happening, where technology, remember, it wasn't that long ago, just like 15 years ago, people were circulating all of the, you know, stuff in emails, doing fun, creative things, silly things like the jib-jab stuff and all of those kinds of things, the hamster dash kind of stuff. Those kinds of things were circulating. People were having fun and using these kinds of things to just do silly little fun things like that. And, you know, not to even speak to where these kinds of toys come from, to get adults to behave like children. But that notwithstanding, people are doing fun things. Still, I haven't seen anything. Is anybody doing anything like that lately? I don't even know if those things are still available and around. And we're told that we have all kinds of better technology, when in reality, if you understand the guts of the interwebs, the guts are pretty much the same. We have fancier new libraries for things. We have some new stuff, you know, some new emerging languages and stuff. But by and large, when you dig down into the guts, it's the same guts. So, you know, a lot of those foundational languages, for example, are the same languages upon which a lot of this new stuff is obviously built, as, you know, just kind of leveraging the other languages. It's not like things are changing. So if we have all these better tools, then why aren't we using them to do fun things to lift the human spirit? You know, I mentioned earlier this week that Gallagher passed away last Friday, died, to use the more honest, speaking of dishonesty, to use the more honest language, as Carlin and Gallagher would appreciate, I think. I did not mention, speaking of this kind of thing, I neglected to mention that Gallagher's audience, see if I can find that real fast. I think it's on Wikipedia. There was the study that was done on his audience, scientific study. In the 1980s, researchers at Loma Linda University used Gallagher's comedy to study laughter's effect on the body, taking blood samples from 10 medical students while they watched Gallagher in action. The researchers observed the subjects' white blood cells increasing. scientists said that laughing appeared to have boosted their immune systems. So think about what's gone on in the last couple of years. Are we sort of transfixed on the, do we have a morbid preoccupation with the impending collapse and the impending doom? Which is why I always want to do something different. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. There's no shortage of fodder. You know, I mean, if I really did this broadcast the way that I used to 10 to 15 years ago, you know, that you can see in that YouTube video, the one YouTube video, it would be of an entirely different nature. It would be leaning more on the, the stuff flowing out from the academic think tanky contingent to say, here's what's coming and where this stuff is coming from. Maybe that's useful, you know, and pointing to, you know, them in their own words, so to speak. But I think in seeking to offer something different, this hopefully will be a good thing, you know. And again, the countdown calendar, 7 days to Thanksgiving, 38 days to Christmas, 45 days to New Year's. I think that's going to be helpful, and to try to snap us out of things. So, you know, you look at this study and didn't remember, I mean, people that grew up in this era, kind of the Gallagher era, parents and children, I remember hearing, you know, laughter is the best medicine kind of thing. That sort of circulated on the winds. And part of that was from research based on Gallagher's comedy. So scientists said that the laughter appeared to have boosted their immune systems. So hopefully the announcement of Christmas movies, one every day, is going to be fun. And I will even try to include, tomorrow, for example, movies for the weekend. So on Fridays, I'll do three, which I think is kind of a tall order because, again, you know, if I go to New Year's, that's 45 movies. Even to Christmas, that's 38 movies. So we got one in the bag. The least of these, A Christmas Story, which was public, or was released back in 2018. So I want to get to the Biden clip, speaking of the dishonesty and the, I just can't believe that we've forgotten this. But first, to the phones, John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John.
Let's see. You know, we've come a long way. I remember in the 60s when my sister worked for Burroughs Electronics, the computer taking up the entire fifth floor of the Blue Cross building in downtown Detroit, run with key punch and tapes. She used to bring the tapes home, bring her work to the house, and literally it would fill a box. And then in the military, running the armament on the plane by something called an ASCU, armament station control unit, that weighed about 20 pounds. Everything in the cockpit had to be plugged into this box. And if it went on the fridge, she had to pull it out and bring it in the gun shop and connect some tapes and wires to it. And again, the reel-to-reel tapes to check and program the box. And it's all, we've been told, Chris, all along that this is going to be to our benefit. It's going to free up our time. And now we're carrying in our pocket literally a scrying mirror that we can ask any question in the world and get what we believe to be the correct answer. What it all boils down to, I feel like we are all in the middle of Psalm 82. You know, where how long will we tolerate this stuff? I know I'm wandering this morning, but it's all coming together. This, we believe ourselves to be wealthy because we're basing our wealth on something that is worth less than worthless, fiat currency, fiat money, based on nothing. And now they're talking about taking that and giving you a crypto, and don't is secure. And then last week in the news,
speaking of the gadgets, the scrying mirror has physiognomy capability. And as long as your physiognomy fits into whatever the poobah says it, you know, should be, then we will keep your Bitcoin turned on. But if it doesn't, well, you know, and it expires at the end of the month, kind of like your cell phone minutes. So,
well, absolutely. But what it boils down to is, you know, the Bible says, I hear the music.
Yep. Hold that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up.
till you use me up. My brother,
welcome back. Right down and he talked to me. Final segment of the first hour on the phones. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Okay, well, what I was going to say, Chris, you know, with the system that's been put in place, and I know that the majority of people that are hearing this, they understand it, but for the benefit of those that might be listening that don't, your bank balance can increase this worthless currency, or your portfolio or your savings account can go up in numerical equivalents, if that's the right way of saying it, while the purchasing power drops. So it's an illusion, okay, because of the theft of this financial system. So as the Bible says, it's more difficult for a rich man to go to heaven than it is for the camel to go through an eye of a needle. And that's not a sewing needle. That's an entrance to the city. So I guess what I'm saying is we've got this thing going on, and when you're quote rich, you don't have much of a need of anything. You're like the rich man. Hey, instead of my barns being full, hey, my bank account is full. I've got 10 bank accounts, and I've got gold in the fridge, and gold in the safe, and silver under the carpet and behind the picture. I'm set. I have need of nothing, and we're coming to the point. Well, we got to realize everything that we have, that people have tended to put value on or in, is worthless. And we're going to be like the man that came to Jesus as a nation or as the world. He said, what must I do? And he said, sell all you have and give it to the poor. And we can't do that. You know, as most people, they want to hold on to what they have. But the poor we're going to have with us always. And here's the thing, Chris. When you're poor, you know you have need, and you have nowhere to go. You go to God. And it's funny how God usually supports. If you come to God, you come to Christ, I don't think you're going to starve. You'll have everything that you need. It may not be necessarily the best, but your attitude changes because you realize you can't do it on your own. I hope I made sense.
I think so. Yeah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Or that's sort of combining, you know, love the Lord and trust. You know, that's combining a couple of ideas. But it is so fascinating. You know, to watch.
And when you try to express it to people, which is what we're told to do by Jesus Christ, you don't want to hear it, or it's sermonizing, or, you know, whatever. We're supposed to be about this.
Yeah, I think, again, leaning into, you know, in faith, I think that there are a lot more, I think folks are a lot more receptive, not to being beaten over the head with a religious cudgel, but to hear about their creator and his son who, you know, came to seek and save that which was lost. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.